They're taking the kids on back. Yeah. Drew and Paige, you're going to tackle Children's Church all alone this morning. Amen. You may be seated as you're comfortable. David, that gift's growing in you, buddy. It's growing in you. Well, it's always been big in you, but it's growing its way out now. It's kind of like a fungus. I appreciate you, brother, more than you know. Happy to be here this morning?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what, there's a peace in this house that hadn't been here in a while. I could just rest in it. Which is the message that I'm going to preach to you. The Lord just spoke to me literally just a few minutes ago. Which is amazing when you walk out and sense the atmosphere the way it was. I personally hate to cut praise and worship short, but when God's already moving before you come out the door, you don't interfere, right? All right. If you got a pen, write these words down. Write them in your Bible, in your index. I don't care where you write them. Write these words down. You have the power to calm. You have the power to calm. One more time. You have the power to calm. Now, I want you to bear with me this morning. This is not a message that I've preached ever. this is actually, and this is as true as I could tell the story. It was about, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Woke up to go to work. Woke up out of a dead sleep. And those were the first words off my lips. The Lord said, we have the power to calm. And I left it there. Had no idea what it meant. But we have the power to calm. Go to Romans 8 for me. Verse 14. Not going to keep you long this morning. I can say with a surety, because I just want to say what he said and get out of the way. Had a great Easter. Did y'all have a good Easter? I know you had a great church service. What about afterwards? Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jump down to verse 19 for me. For the earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, y'all should have that burned in you by now. And I'm sure that you do. This is why I take you there. Last week I made a statement that we all know a kingdom can't be divided against itself. Now go to Matthew for me. Matthew chapter 8. We're going to deal with that thought. Matthew chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 23. Everybody happy this morning? You joyful? Got a little lower then. Y'all should be louder on the joyful part. Happy means something's got to happen. I won't get too deep on y'all with that. Matthew 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed with him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Now stop right there before I go any further. Understand how that's written. Lord, save us, colon, we perish. They've already accepted death. They have already accepted worst case scenario. And hoping that he would do something to pull them out of it. Man, that's cool, Cameron. Good job. I'm like that kid when that light TV comes on. That's a good job, Cameron. They said, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was what? A great calm. Now, if you are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, if he could calm a storm, why can't you? Now what we do is we get, this is a perfect example of the two places of children of God and sons of God. Children say, oh God, we're going down, can you save me? God, I'm in a mess, can you help me? God, I found myself in this place, or I put myself here. You got to understand, they're out on a sea that they knew very, very well. This was their livelihood. They understood storms. And they understood that this was an out-of-the-blue storm. And they also understood that this storm could take them out. But what they didn't understand was that they had the power to calm. Now, what I want you to see, let's go to Mark. Let's read this in a different version real quick. Go to Mark for me. Y'all okay? Y'all can jump around. Y'all ain't going to pull a hamstring or nothing. Go to Mark. Pull a hammy. Mark chapter 4. Let's start at, Cameron, let's go to verse 35. This is the exact same story written from a different perspective. Now, I want you to hear this. Verse 35 says, And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. First of all, you got to understand, right now, Jesus just made a declaration, which means ain't nothing going to stop him. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, which means he was tired. And they were also with him in other little ships. That's something we miss. There were other boats out there with them when this happened, okay? Well, them kids are having a good time. He was in the hinder part of the ship, verse 38, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And of course, you know the story. He got up, said, Ye of little faith, rebuked the wind, and there was what? Calm. Now, look at the progression. And I want you to see something in your life. Anytime that you're at a place that something is overtaking you, whether it be finances, whether it be family, whether it be sickness, whether it be job, employment, whatever it is, no matter what it is, if it's overtaking you and stopping you in the depth of your walk with God, it is not a storm that God put in your life. You need to stop reading these and saying, well, this was to show that Jesus could do this. No, if Jesus calmed and rebuked it, the kingdom didn't build it. In you is the kingdom of God, if you'll just release it. You understand this? Anything that's stopping you, holding you back, anything that's overcoming you, anything that'll make you fall on your face and say, God, do you even care? Is not of God. But when you calm down in your way instead of His way, when you calm down and everything seems to be okay, you justify it by saying, God's trying to teach me something, rather than standing as a son and saying, I don't have to deal with this except for by His word. And His word is what? Stop, calm. I was waiting on somebody. Peace. In peace, in calmness, there is joy. That nothing has to happen to make you joyful. And in the security of that joy, when all hell breaks loose, you know you got what it takes to bring calm back again. Understand this. This was not designed for God to show you that you had to go through storms. This was designed to show you how to go through storms. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In this room, including me, there are things that's going on with all of us way too long. You've accepted this. You've accepted that. You've accepted this problem, this issue. You've accepted this thing in your head that makes you think you're this way. You've accepted it. Listen, I'm telling you something. God didn't create you in any other way than His image. And anything in you or around you that's not in that image is not of Him. And quit justifying your junk by saying He's teaching you something. Let me tell you something. If you can't learn from this, you got an issue. It's A, B, C, D. It's easy. Well, the these, thous, and those. Get you a better version. Well, the begats. Well, start somewhere where you can get it. The Gospels are kind of where you need to be. Right? Well, this one begat that one and that one begat. Yeah, you know what? They all begat Jesus. That's all that you need to know right now. So we take things and we justify it, and we get so upset, and we get fearful, even to the point that we blame God, and we stay upset with God, and we stay mad. God, this is not happening, and God, this is not happening, and God's the whole time sitting back looking at you thinking, what is wrong with you? You have everything. There's a bear coming. You got 6 guns in your hand. There's a bear coming. God, there's a bear coming. Y'all ain't never had no bear. I ain't either. But what I have fought is circumstances that look like I'm never going to make it out of them. Am I out of the woods yet? No. Where am I at? I'm calm. He's my source. Complete, total supply. Healing. He's got it. Money. He's got it. How silly is it to even ask the question, God, do you care if I perish? When He says in the Gospels that it's my will that everyone's saved. It's not my will that any should perish. But somehow the easy stuff we look over. Y'all okay? Y'all looking at me like, doggone. It wasn't the perception of Him resting. Deep seated in these 12 men was the fact somewhere deep in there, He really didn't care. Only cared about His ministry. Only cared about His money, His thing, on His little thing. Now, the greatest disservice you'll do yourself is to think that God only cares about His work. He cares about His work in you. His work in you is what makes you a magnet for the blessing. It's what makes you a magnet for the prosperity of God. It's what makes you a magnet for everything that you need from God. In Him is what you need. And we deal with this stuff and we say, God, you didn't do this. And God, you didn't do that. And God, you upset me here. And you upset me there. And look at this. My life's in shambles. I left my first 37 husbands. Now I'm married to a woman. Crazy stuff. But calm. So full of junk, y'all look like 2 pounds of bologna shoved in a 1 pound bag. Told you I'd find a way to use it. Just bloated with sin. Just. Just stuck. Because your mind keeps telling you He don't care. And you transfer that into every relationship you have. Daddy don't care. Mama don't care. Wife don't care. Husband don't care. Kids don't care. Who cares? He cares. I'm going to tell you something. If you were to lose everything today, He cares. I know the feeling of most everybody walking away from you. He cared. You understand? He cares. There's never been a day in your life where you had to wake Christ up and say, don't you even see what's going on? He knew. He knew and He knows and He knows what's coming. He knows every bit of it. But what He's trying to get you to see is that you say what He said and it's done. Now here's the thing. You've got to know in your knower that when you say it, this life has to react the way it reacted to Him. You have to know that even, let me tell you something. When he said, peace be still, when he said calm, when he calmed everything, and when he rebuked the storm did not stop in its tracks. The waves were still up there. The winds were still there. What did they have to do? They had to calm and clear. Now, here's what happens. Now, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Don't do that loudly. I won't be wrong. When you start speaking to things in your life, you see a little bit of something level off, but yet it don't happen right then like you think it should, and then you're right back to your tears and you're boo-hooing again. So you've just now given license for the storm to grow again. Let me tell you something, and I love you with all of my heart, but 99.9, well, let's just say 100% of your problems are on you. In this life, you got to stop blaming everybody else. Well, the preacher didn't preach what I needed to hear today. Well, the Word preaches it every day. Well, they didn't sing the song I needed to hear. Well, sing a song from your heart. He wants to hear you anyway. Why do we do this to ourselves? You ever seen that person just keeps running in the same circle and they're like, I'm exhausted. Well, quit running. I'm just tired. Sit down. April just, boy, she's busy all the time. She'll look at me and she go, I'm just tired. Well, honey, just sit down and relax. I can't go. And then all of a sudden she's asleep for 2 days. You don't see her. But then 3 months later, she's going. She's like that Energizer, but But that's how she operates. I understand that. Now me, I'm in bed before the sun goes down. I'm gone. Why? Because I know that's how I operate. I'm like a toddler. If I'm up past 7 o'clock, I'm rubbing my eyes and jumping on everybody. Get out of here! What's wrong with y'all? Am I not? I am. I am. I am. But you have the power to calm everything. You have the power. Listen, listen to me clearly and concisely. You have the power to calm your mind. Your mind don't rule you. You rule it. And it's when your mind's in charge that you get in trouble. Well, I think, I don't care. If you start your comment to me, I think I just tuned you out. You talking and I hear Charlie Brown's teacher. I'm just, thank you, Jesus. Just now I'm going to be cordial and I'm going to love you and I'm going to shake your hand and praise Jesus. But I didn't hear a word you just said. Now, when somebody comes up to me, and you know, and they say, I heard God. Whether they did or didn't, you'll know that by your spirit. But the point is, they're bold enough to try. You're never going to move in this thing unless you start moving in this thing. There's no such thing as a trial run in Christ. I told y'all last week my favorite philosopher was Yoda. You do or you don't do. There's no in between. Of course, he says it cooler than that. I need to get that on the screen. Now, here's the thing. If God says to you, I want you to walk from here to that wall, and all of a sudden, all y'all get in my way, but yet God said, get there, I'm still going to get to that wall. Most of the time, I'm not even going to push you out of the way. I'm just going to yell, hey, y'all move. Understand, that's how it is with God. Demonic activity and storms in your life and issues that come up, y'all realize that ain't nothing more than a dog in your yard that ain't supposed to be there. Holler at it. Y'all holler at dogs all the time. Listen, you throw firecrackers. You ever seen my old ladies do that? Just not Miss Elder when I was a kid, man, in Grand Bay, Alabama. She'd throw them firecrackers. And dogs didn't care nothing about them firecrackers. They'd try to chew them up. But she'd yell at them and they'd take off. Because something over them that they saw higher than spoke. Y'all should have just, that right there should have been enough. If you will realize your place on the scale of this thing called the kingdom, everything will change. You don't have to put up with some of the junk y'all putting up with. I'm telling you, in you is the greatness to overcome. In you is the greatness to win. In you is the greatness to speak those things that be not as though they are and watch them come to pass. You got to see them here first before you ever see them. The problem is you're not seeing what's in here. You're seeing what's right there. Danny Elmsby used to preach my favorite sermon. Don't believe what you see, see what you believe. I love that. It's so simple, but it's the truth. See, I walk out here every Sunday and y'all see empty chairs. I see a place full. I have to. Y'all look at bank accounts. I'm talking in general terms, but a lot of y'all probably got this. But you look at bank accounts that are almost in the red, and I see fullness. I see increase. I see overcoming ability. Because little is much in the hands of God. All He needs is for me to try. And all He needs is for me to give a little bit back. And all He needs... No. See, we're trying to play this game the wrong way. All He needs is for you to speak like He would speak. With the understanding that in you is Him. Little G. Go to Ephesians for me. Ephesians chapter 4. I want to. And this is something y'all have read 1,000 times. Or had somebody preach it to you 1,000 times. Mike's picking something up. I can't figure out what that is. It's my pectoral muscle flexing. That's right. That's right. Y'all getting it now. I tell you what, let's jump around here. Ephesians, where did I send you? Ephesians 4? Let's start at verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children. Amen. Tossed to and fro. And carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love. Now, you don't rebuke the wind because you love the wind. Speaking the truth in the love of Christ because of the love of Christ, He brought you in and grafted you into something. And now because you're in love with Him, what you say is what He said and it has to happen. Does that make sense? We take that and we say speaking the truth in love. That we got to be somehow, we've taken that and made it weak. Because we love, we're weak. Or some reason, that, well, you're just not, I'm going to tell you something. The best thing that ever happened to me was tough love. Real deal, in your face. If you're going to live this way, this is what you're going to end up with. Speaking the truth in love, and the Word says that if you speak those things that be not in love, what will happen? They'll become. Because what is love? God. What is God? His Word. We make this so hard. It's like this. When you're a child and you see multiplication. 2 times 4 is 8, right? Somebody help me. I don't know. 2 times 6 is 12. In a child's mind, you're like, I'll never be able to do that. Ever. And now, y'all, we do it. Some of us struggle with it. But the point is, there are things that we've seen that we just thought we would never walk in. There was a time in my ministry that I never even thought I would be able to speak for more than 10 minutes at a time. Y'all said, well, you done surpassed that. But serious business, there was a time when I thought I'd be able to read the Scripture and sit down and I'm done. Travis, you think that's funny? I think it's funny too. I remember one day I preached, it was probably the first time I'd ever really just gotten into the Word and preached everything that was in me. Sherry said, well, the good old days, them 20-minute messengers are gone. But what happens is you find yourself in a place where you see something that you think is bigger than you. And this is my whole point to get you to understand that you're not to be children of God. You're to be sons of God. Because sons multiply without a problem. Sons increase with no issue. and sons also recognize that that's stopping the multiplication and the increase. They recognize what brings division. They recognize what brings subtraction, and they know how to work the equation the right way till it goes back to a place of benefit. Right? There are things in your life that you're looking at right now that seem so much bigger. And there's a reason that David sang that song, because you've got to see Him as God and God alone. Because when you see Him as God and God alone, and you got to take it a step further and see yourself in Him. Because when you got that kind of covering, you can't quit. You can't fail. You're going to miss it. You're going to say things wrong. I do it every Sunday. Y'all, I listen to CDs and just beat myself up like crazy. But here's the truth. You got to try. You got to start. You can't just come in and sit down and listen to me once a week and think you got it all, because I ain't got it all. We have got to start walking it out, living it, speaking it, declaring it, and watching it happen. Amen? Amen. Romans 4, going back to where we started. I told you I wouldn't keep you long, and I promise you that. It's going to be the truth. We're going to try to wrap up right here. Romans 4 and 17. As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations. Before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were. That's not talking about God, that's talking about Abraham. Y'all got to understand, this thing was going on way before the law. This thing was going on before grace. But here's the thing. Grace has done nothing but given you access to an anointing to make things work better. In the day of Abraham, it was like cutting with a handsaw. Now you got a skill with some power on it. Just right on through that thing. If you'll just understand it, don't look at Abraham as a patriarch of something you can't attain. Look at him as an ancestor who opened the door for you to walk in the fullness of the blessing. And if your words in your life aren't the blessing of Abraham is working at its fullest capacity in my life, it better be from here on out. That's the only way. That's the only way. Now listen, there's a whole lot involved in it. You got to get your heart set that he said it. That means it's true. And if it's true, I can believe it. Now if I can believe it, then I can say it. And if I can say it, then it has to happen. Your mind has to understand that it's not it that's in charge. It's your soul. It's your spirit that's in charge. Your spirit is over your soul. Your soul needs to shut up. Your spirit needs to start talking. You need to get some soul control. Because your emotions will tear you up. I'm going to make it. Saying those things that be not as though they are. Let me tell you an example of that. Would you agree with me if I said to you, a child can do it, you can do it? Y'all some bright people, right? If a kid can do it, you can do it. I was a heathen. I know it shocks y'all. Playing in the clubs and doing my thing. April and I were married. And her and the kids went to church every Sunday. And Drew Cameron Page come marching in like Zion and Seth and Gabriel. And they would sit in these chairs. But this chair, nobody could sit in. I mean, they'd fight you. Little big kids. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Alan's going to be sitting there. How long did that go on? Long time. You know where I sat? In that chair. It mattered to them. They could see it. You know, in their little minds, hey, we're all saved. We all believe in the Lord. It's just a matter of time. But somewhere along the way, we miss that, Donnie. Somewhere along the way, we forget that in us is that power to say, it doesn't matter what it looks like, and it doesn't matter how hard it is, and it doesn't matter what it says to us. God, I wish y'all would get this. It matters what you say to it. Now ask yourself this question. What are you saying to your problems? What are you saying? Are you giving them more voice than the Holy Spirit? Are you repeating what your symptoms say? Or are you repeating what the Word says? You repeating what the banker says, what the news says? Ex-wife, ex-husband, who cares? You've got to see that God took the time. One more thing. Even in the storm, even before he calmed it, he was at rest. Which is a bigger point. And if you can get that, there's nothing that can overtake you. Nothing. Nothing can win against a believer. There's no such thing as luck. There's no such thing as luck in the life of a believer. Only what you allow. Well, it just seems like everything's falling apart. That's because your words just allowed it. It seems like every time I take 2 steps forward, I take 3 steps back. Your words just allowed it. You don't see the authority that's in you. Don't you understand that if you ever get it, the enemy trembles because of the power in you? It's like putting Pee Wee Herman in a cage with Brock Lesnar. Y'all don't even know who that is, do you? David does. I know David knows who that is. It's a good point, though, right? It's like putting somebody that ain't never been in a fight in their life in there with Tyson. He'd knock his kidneys right out the back of his just skin. But that's how much power you have. Much more than that, because that's just a physical way of looking at something. Your words are much more effective than you think. And you got to remember this. Not only are they effective spiritually, they're effective in the spirit of another person. There's a very clear reason that I don't ask everybody to pray for me. Because I just opened myself up for somebody to speak into my life. I don't know some of y'all. I know the church, y'all. Now, I come to your house on Monday morning at 3 a.m. I know who you are then. Hair sticking all this way, scratching. What's wrong with you, preacher? I meet you then. That's who you are. But we've learned to fake our way through this thing. We've done a great disservice. And I blame the pulpit, because what we've done is we've placed demands instead of standards. Be this way, don't learn this. And that's where it ends, and it ends today. We have got a standard in this church, a standard of holiness, a standard of worship, a standard of praise, and we might not be as big and as talented, as pretty as everybody. I disagree. I think we're prettier than everybody. But the truth of the matter is, we have what it takes to do what we're called to do. Not only do we have what it takes, we got more than enough to accomplish it. So let me say this. You start speaking what He said. And if we can, and I know we say it together corporately, but if your mind could ever get fixed on the fact that we are the fastest growing church in the state of Alabama, we couldn't handle what happens around here. If your mind got fixed on the fact that your spirit says there is a beauty in your mind and your spirit being in one. Because then, if you know God said it in here, no matter what happens up here, you can still overcome. Dad Hagin says it this way: you can trust God with a heart full of faith, even with a mind full of doubt. If this ain't in charge, this wins every time. Every time. You're going to reach a place where you're going to be believing for bigger and bigger things. You should. If you're not, you need to get there. And as you're believing for those bigger, bigger things, the obstacles get bigger, the waves get bigger, the storm gets bigger. But here's the thing. Don't let it continue. Don't let the storm keep going. Don't let it show up and make out like it's got all kind of authority over you, because it does not. You understand? It doesn't have what it takes to stop you, because you aren't you. You are the blood of Christ in action. And what if you will just see that you don't have to handle it, you say what He said and let the blood work. That's how you enter into rest. Because if you declare a thing because God's declared it first, it has to come to pass. What did I tell y'all last week? Last week, that everything every prophet has ever said must come to pass before the coming of Christ. You are covered in the blood of the greatest prophet that's ever walked. If you will declare it His way, y'all don't understand. It has to. And if you just understand that it has to, it'll change everything. Amen. God's a good God, isn't He? Stand with me. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless You in this house today. God, I thank You for Your Word. Lord, I thank You for Your truth. And God, I thank You that in the world of millions and millions of people, You chose me today to speak to these people. Lord, I thank You that Your Word says that our giftings and our callings will bring us before great people. And I believe that has happened today. You've brought me before great people, Lord. And I thank You that these great people will walk out of this place challenged and ready, equipped to fight the good fight of faith. They will see the blessing of Abraham at work in its fullest capacity. They will operate in the blood of Christ and the love of the Word the way You declared it, Lord. Father, I thank You that we have the power to calm. Now, church, this is what I want you to do. Every head bowed, every eye closed, and I want the circumstance, the one circumstance that seems to be the biggest in your life, I want you to get it in your spirit. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, I have the power to calm. I have the power to calm. One more time. I have the power to calm. And this storm will not overtake me. Peace be still. Peace be still. Father, I thank You in Jesus' name that we are walking free from every issue that would stop us. Every circumstance that would rear its ugly head and tell us that it's bigger than You. I bind it in Jesus' name, and I declare that Your Word is strong on our lips, strong in our heart, and we see the fullness of what You've promised come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you believe that? Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. You know what? I love all of you very much. I'm going to make a couple quick announcements. Frank's going to come receive offering, and then we're going to lead us in confessions because the Word's true in our life. Amen. I want to say this. As Frank deals with offering today, I want to mention Dean Sykes. Do not forget that. Let the Lord lead with you on what you're sowing toward that meeting. We're making some headway in that. I can't wait for that, May the 30th. Also, this is what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that it's not just an opportunity that God wants you to walk this out. God needs you to walk this out. You understand? So when we confess today after offering, you confess it with everything in you. Amen.